And that can also happen, where you begin to feel depressed yourself. You begin to feel a sense of despair. How can this happen in the world? How can somebody see their mother raped in front of them, you know, and hear that firsthand, or talk about a knife being pulled through their hands? It can be visceral in terms of you have to go into an empathic stance, and you have to remain objective too. Sullivan talked about the participant observer, and you have to have both parts of it, one foot in and one foot out. I briefly summarize that, but it's a struggle. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I guess I'll
come back to
you. Oh, hi.
I have a good question. I was just wondering if you could say that very quickly what kind of therapy you use. There's in the military world, there's a preference for CBT, a version of, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
Others would argue for a more dynamic approach or the like. So,
yeah. My day job is at University of Illinois Chicago, and we're more dynamic and interpersonal there. The CBT is more problem solving. I think the best therapy, though, that is evidence-based comes from Edna Foa, who uses the emotional re-experiencing, which goes back to what Judith Herman said. It's not CBT, but it is reconstructing the story under conditions of safety and being able to do that, going through the experience again in a way that's lived and can be handled.